The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, you just heard that. We look at the world through a biblical worldview. We try desperately to do that every single day, and I try desperately to teach you and to encourage you to adopt a biblical worldview. Now, I do this all the time. Please forgive me for being just a little repetitious, but this is so incredibly important. What do we mean by worldview? It's how you view the world around you. What is the difference between a biblical worldview and a secular worldview? And by the way, most secular worldviews acknowledges a deity of some kind. They're not atheists. Most people who adopt a secular worldview are not atheists. In fact, most mainline Protestant denominations have today adopted a secular worldview. Many years ago, they rejected a biblical worldview, and they have adopted a secular humanist worldview, even though they call themselves Christian churches. They still believe a secular humanist worldview. All right, real quick, what is the difference? Then I'll get back to this story. A biblical worldview begins with the creation in Genesis chapter 1, where we learn that God created man in his image for his benefit. We were created to glorify him, that he might enjoy us. God created us for himself. And we were created in his image, and therefore, because he is the creator, he can tell us to do anything he wants to and tell us not to do anything he wants to do, because he's God. Now, part of that worldview is, soon after that, the devil himself comes to Eve and tempts her and says, God didn't mean what he said. What's the matter with you? God, you're not going to surely die. God didn't mean that. He's just holding out on you. If you eat the fruit of that tree, you're just going to become like him, and he doesn't want you to do that. So go ahead. And she ate. And God said, in the day ye eat thereof, you shall surely die. She became a sinner. Adam ate. He became a sinner. And they passed on that sinful nature to their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren, their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- That is a biblical worldview. Men, women are sinners. We have a fallen nature. It is natural for us to do wrong. That's why we need police. We need judges. We need courts. We need laws. Because if left completely unrestrained, we would just kill each other. And that's why we have restraints of law. That's why we have armies. That's why we have war. Because of man's fallen nature. That's a biblical worldview. Now, the secular humanist worldview is, well, in essence, if there is a God, God was created in our image, and he exists to serve us. He exists to do what we want him to do, what we ask him to do. And therefore, we can do basically anything we want to do. If we don't think it's fair, well, then it's not fair. Because God was created for our benefit. And the secular worldview, if they believe in a deity, and again, most do, believe that man is inherently good. Man is good, 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 good. The only time man becomes bad is if he's in a bad, he's under bad influence. He's in a bad society. He's in a bad culture. He's in a bad situation. And all you have to do is take that man who is bad and evil and put him in a good situation and encourage him, and he will become just kind of like a little god. So that's why you don't destroy terrorists. You sit down and talk with them. You just love them. You understand terrorists because there's nobody is really evil. They're just people who have been in bad circumstances, a bad home, But everybody is inherently good. And so all you have to do is put them in the right environment, encourage them enough, and often just give them enough money. You know, that's our welfare system. There are no bad people, no evil people, just people without enough money. And if you give them enough money, they will become good. All right, that's the difference between a secular worldview and a biblical worldview. The writer of this article out of Canada, the headline, "If your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, there is a problem with your God." Now think about that headline. Think about it. Let me read it again. If your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, there is a problem with your God. So then who is the authority? Yeah, well, the people who are part of this group. Because if God doesn't like you, you're not the problem. God is. If you're doing something that God says is wrong, you're not the problem. The problem is God. So you are the ultimate authority. You determine what is right and what's wrong. And if your God does not like what I am doing, what I have chosen is right, what I have determined to be right, if your God disagrees, then your God has a problem. You see the fallacy of that? That means then that mankind can do anything he wants to do. And if there is a God and God disagrees with what I say is right, I'm not the problem. God is. And so I create a God in my image. I create a God who likes what I like. So if I'm attracted to same sex, then I create a God who likes people who like same sex. It's that easy. I can create whatever God I like. And I can create whatever Bible I like by taking the parts out that I don't like. Now, here's the bottom line on this. The headline for this article, let me read it again. If your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, there is a problem with your God. Now, here is the correct phrase. If God disapproves of your group's lifestyle, there's something wrong with your group's lifestyle. That puts God at the center. That makes God the authority, not man. Let me read the contrasting statements again. If your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, then there is a problem with your God. Or, if God disapproves of your group's lifestyle, then there's something wrong with your group's lifestyle. One phrase makes man, mankind, people, the authority and not God. The other phrase makes God the authority. And I have a responsibility to surrender to whatever God says, because he's God. He's the creator. And whatever he says is right. Someone said it, and I, right off the bat, I don't remember, but I gave them credit last week. But someone said, we need to stop apologizing for God. We need to stop apologizing. If God said it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't apologize for him. Don't try to rationalize. Don't make excuses for God. If God said it's wrong, it's wrong. It's that simple. If God said it's right, it's right. We don't need to make excuses for God. We don't need to apologize for God. If any apologies need to be made, God is perfectly able. He is perfectly capable to apologize if he needs to. I don't think he does. But he does not need me or anyone else or a denomination to apologize on his behalf. Either we were made in God's image for his benefit, or God was created in our image for our benefit. The secular humanist worldview says God was created in our image, and we continually create new gods that we like. Or we can take the biblical point of view. God is God. He's the creator and the sustainer of the universe, and whatever he says is right and just. I don't know about you, but I'm going to stick with a biblical worldview. I'm not big enough, I'm not smart enough to create a God in my image. And if I could, that would be one messed up God. I'm created in his image, and it's my responsibility to surrender to him. All right. We'll be back and wrap things up here in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I got a piece of, kind of legislation in California that I want to share with you. But first, get this. This just got this from Forbes magazine, a very reliable source. Updated data from NASA satellite instruments reveal the Earth's polar ice caps have not receded at all since the satellite instruments began measuring the ice caps in 1979. Since the end of 2012, moreover, total polar ice extent has largely remained above the post-1979 average. The updated data contradicts one of the most frequent asserted global warming claims that global warming is causing the polar ice caps to recede. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I won't comment any further on that. I just think that's interesting. New information from NASA. Polar ice caps, in spite of what we have been told over and over and over again, are not receding. All right, California, my home state, is up to the weird and wacky again, except this is dangerous and evil. Now, this is a resolution being proposed in the House of Representatives. It is not binding law yet. Right now, it is just a resolution. Here it is. Let me read it to you. The California Assembly will soon vote on a resolution laying the framework for what many believe the power of the state to dictate moral positions to the church. Now, here it is. Assembly Concurrent Resolution Number 99 says, quote, "It calls upon religious leaders with conviction to counsel LGBT matters from a place of love, compassion, and knowledge of the psychological and other harms of conversion therapy. It further resolves, in addressing the stigma often associated with persons who identify as LGBT, to model equitable treatment of all people of the state." And then it goes on. Pardon me, it goes on and prohibits counselors who counsel LGBT from their counseling people with LGBT tendencies to restrain or refrain from any kind of conversion therapy. And they define conversion therapy as practices or therapies that attempt to create a change in a person's sexual orientation. Now, what this means is they are trying to mandate by resolution in the state of California what a pastor or a Christian counselor can and cannot say in a counseling situation with individuals. So in other words, let's say a youth pastor has a 15-year-old boy that comes to him. And the 15-year-old boy says to the youth pastor, I'm not really homosexual, but sometimes I feel attracted to other boys. Now, I'm attracted to girls mostly, but sometimes I'm really uncomfortable with it. I don't want this. Can you help me? Well, if this resolution were passed and other laws were passed that had been proposed in the state of California, that youth pastor would be forbidden by law to open up the Bible and say, you know, let's discover what God's plan is for sexuality. Let's see what the Creator has to say about sex, sexuality, gender, sexual attraction, and so forth. Let's see what God says. That youth pastor would be prohibited from opening the Bible and giving that young person what the Bible says about human sexuality, marriage, family, and so forth. This is a continuing effort, not only in California, but other states around the United States, where the state, and by that I mean that in a general sense, the state is mandating what can and cannot be preached, what can and cannot be taught, and what can and cannot be said in the privacy of a counseling situation. I can think of very few things more dangerous than that resolution that could lead to legislation. And then finally, real quick, the Boeing company is in real trouble. Here's the headline. Boeing says sorry for MAX crashes, seeks renewed trust. Boeing company executives apologized today to airlines and families of victims of the 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. They are now admitting they were at fault. They're now admitting that it was a problem with their software, and they should have handled it better. This is going to lead to huge, huge lawsuits. It probably would have anyway. At least they're admitting it. I think that's a step in the right direction. Hey, folks, have a great evening. Thanks for joining me, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.